Good afternoon and welcome. This is Sydney Craig-Hart calling in from Emeryville, California, and I am the founder of EA2VA.com, which is Executive Assistant to Virtual Assistant.com, a company dedicated to helping corporate administrative professionals take the leap and make the transition from stifled corporate employee to empowered self-employed business owner. And today we are talking with Ms. Jan Beasley. She is a fellow Assist You VA, and we are going to be discussing her take on the top five mistakes that most new VAs make, which is a really important topic to consider when you're first starting out. One of the things that new virtual assistants can really take advantage of is the experience and some of the mistakes that some of us veterans have made, and use that knowledge and that experience to not make those mistakes and have an even smoother transition perhaps than some of us did. So I'm thrilled to have Jan with me today, and I really appreciate your taking the time to do this and your interest, so welcome.
I'm happy to be here, and thanks for having me.
You're welcome. Let me just share with our callers or our audience the your background information, just so they get a feel for who you are and where you've been. Jan is a graduate of the Assist You training program, and she graduated in 2001 and has been a full-time virtual assistant since 2003. She moved back to Colorado to be close to her family after living many years on the Gulf Coast, and that has also been since 2003. And in her VA practice as well as her personal life, she enjoys looking a little deeper below the surface and embracing the small details that make a rich an experience richer and more fulfilling. Jan was raised in an Air Force family, so she got used to moving around the country, and she still loves to travel, something that she and I have in common. And she has a passion for Italy, nature, gardening, music, motorcycles, languages, photography, self-exploration, reading, writing, and many, many more, which is a really diverse group of interests. So perhaps we'll have a chance to talk about that.
It could be a challenge at times.
And as we can see, her interests and tastes are quite eclectic. Jan's current clients are coaches, speakers, and authors in diverse businesses who all have a passion for helping their own clients and customers to connect with their core and live life more fully and joyfully. She specializes in online marketing services and shopping cart and website management. So, thanks for sharing that information, Jan, and hopefully we'll have a chance to get into some of your personal interests later in the call. But the first point that you mentioned that is a mistake that you find a lot of new VAs make is being reluctant to ask for help. How have you found that to be the case, and what do you think are some ways that a new VA can overcome that?
Well, I think sometimes the tendency, and of course there's different ways that people get or take the path of becoming a VA, and some of us go through a more formal training program like Assist You, and some people just decide they're going to hang up their shingle and, you know, just do it. And, of course, your website and your business kind of helps address that as well to help people make that transition. So there's different ways that people get there, but I think from my own perspective, coming out of a more formalized training, there's kind of a feeling that, okay, I've had all the training, I've been told all these things that I can do, I've learned all this stuff, and now I'm out on my own.
Mm-hmm.
And we kind of feel like, you know, we should be at the point that we can handle it all on our own and step out. Even though I know at Assist You, there's a real value that's placed on coaching, and we have our own community kind of help support that. But I sort of had the feeling that, okay, I'm trained now, I have the skills, I have the know-how, and, you know, I should be expected to be able to do it all.
Mm-hmm.
And the reality that I found as I went on, even being an ongoing part of the Assist You community, is that it was kind of a stubbornness, like, I can do this, I should be able
right.
to do this. And for those of us that have that kind of perfectionist personality and the high achiever kind of thing, which is, I think, the majority of VAs, or we wouldn't be in this field to begin with,
mm-hmm.
There's just that kind of thing that you should rely on yourself. But in reality, this VA community at large is really one of the most interactive and supportive communities of any kind of business that I've ever seen.
Right.
And it's especially those of us that come through Assist You, you know, we're not in a competitive mindset. We're in a collaborating mindset. And so there's, you know, very helpful energy and just a lot of people out there that can really help you grow your business and, you know, carry on your business much more easily than if you just tried to, you know, do it all yourself.
Yeah, I can definitely relate to that. I actually started my business before I went through the Assist You BTP, which there were pros and cons to that. I think one of the pros was definitely that everything I learned I could immediately implement and really understand why some of the methodologies are taught the way they are. But, you know, even aside from that, I remember when I first started that I didn't personally know a lot of VAs. I had talked to a few, just getting, you know, insight on their experience and so forth. But I didn't have a personal, like, mentor or a group of people I really felt like I could connect with and say, hey, you know, have you ever had this client problem or that client problem, or how do you handle this, or how did you set that up? And I think that's really key, just from the perspective of feeling supported, even if you don't have to tap into that on a regular basis.
Well,
yeah, just knowing there's a group there is really, really huge.
Yeah, and, you know, you bring up a good point, too, about, you know, having started your business before you went through the training, because even though those of us who, with Assist You, for example, you know, in order to just get into the program, you have to have high-level skills and experience working in the administrative field, but a lot of it is conceptualized. If you haven't started your business yet, you're learning all this stuff, but like you said, you knew how to plug it in right away because you were already experiencing some of those, you know, challenges or tasks that you had to do. But if you haven't yet started your business, it's all projected, you know, and you're kind of looking ahead. And I think we'll talk about that a little bit more later.
Yeah, definitely. I think it's key, too, to really because all of us have been there, you know, we all started somewhere. So it's really important as you're starting, even if you decide to start your business before you get some training, or even if you decide to not get any training at all, but just to really have in place a group of preferably, you know, seasoned VAs or people who have experience doing virtual assistants and have successful businesses that you feel like you can tap into, and not put yourself in a position where you feel isolated and on your own, and, you know, that you don't have anyone to turn to, because it really can undermine your business and undermine your level of confidence, which doesn't serve you well in trying to create a sustainable business. So it's really, really a key point, which I'm glad you brought up.
Right, and one of the, of course, with Assist You, we have our built-in, you know, kind of community there.
Right.
I mean, you have to make an effort to be involved in it, but we have a lot of support there. And a couple of other, you know, ongoing areas. Well, one, an obvious one, is coaching. There are all kinds of coaches out there, and I know, and the landscape has really changed since 2001 when I graduated from the program, in terms of there are just so many more VAs in the first place, and there are actually formal, and it's been a while since I really looked at this, but I know even like 3 years ago, there were community colleges in California that were starting to have, you know, on the curriculum, you know, you could learn how to become a VA, and none of that existed back when I graduated, other than Assist You in a couple of other places. But now, in addition to a more closely knit community, like we, those of us who graduated, have ours that Assist You, there are all kinds of online VA groups.
Exactly.
You know, it's just mushroomed over the years. And so there is a lot of, and some of them, you know, it's a personal preference. You kind of bounce around, and I take a look at some of them and think, you know, they're not
definitely
into what I'm into. So there's a match for everybody, and there's some more formalized groups that are not just strictly virtual in VAs. They may be local, you know, networking and that kind of thing. So there are a lot of opportunities out there to become involved with virtual communities that just didn't exist. And I know I started with a business coaches that, and again, you kind of pick one that matches what you need and your own, you know, personality and your own style. But I started off with a group coaching situation, and it was someone who coached VAs. That was her specialty, and so we had kind of a group. So, you know, if you're not sure you're ready for the individual, you can. There's just lots of different options for how you can get help and assistance, and in terms of that personal support with other people. So I think
Definitely.
That's really important.
I really appreciate that you brought that up, too, because, you know, there will be a fair number of people, I expect, that as they go through EA to VA choose not to go through Assist You for various reasons, which is fine. And so while we do really, you know, stress that Assist You is the best of the best, and it is, you know, the premier choice. For those who choose not to, they shouldn't feel like there aren't other options. I was just
research
last night on various forums and so forth, and they're just growing by leaps and bounds.
Yep.
People get more and more interested in the industry. And I know Stacey Bryce is an amazing coach. She's been coaching me for almost a year and a half now.
Mm-hmm.
And if, you know, she doesn't have the capacity to coach, she's happy to refer to others. So there's many, many different ways to get support. And I think the point of our whole discussion on this particular topic is to whatever type of support feels comfortable to you, or whatever, you know, fits your time budget or your money budget at the moment. Whatever it is, it's fine. But just make sure you build in a support system to your business.
Yep.
So that, you know, you aren't out there left alone, because there's just too many resources available for anyone to find themselves in that position.
Right. No excuse.
And the next point you brought up, I think, is a great one, too, is not sweating the small stuff. What were your thoughts on that particular topic?
Well, I personal experience and learning the hard way as I got started, you know, in talking to other VAs that have about their own early experiences, I know that this, you know, comes up with the other people too. So it's just not me that kind of had that approach. But, you know, as I was finishing my training, and, you know, you're so focused on, you know, what your business will be, and dreaming your business and planning your business and setting goals and that kind of stuff, and things like, from, you know, details on your website, and it's great to be, you know, take a very measured approach and think it through, and you've got to do things, you know, professionally and well, you know, with the quality of excellence there. But I just found that you can get too much hung up in that. I mean, things like the website, like, you know, whether it's the colors being actually, like picking a tagline, you know, for your marketing or whatever, and I just spent a lot of energy, I guess you could say, probably more energy than time, just trying to get all those things exactly right. And then, you know, 6 months later, you decide to do something else, or and I kind of looked back and thought, well, you know, I could have saved myself a lot of aggravation if I just kind of gone with the flow more.
Right.
Because
yeah.
Because you fall into place.
It's so true, because at some point, one of the things I've learned, and you and I have in common, that we both focus a lot on internet marketing, and
mm-hmm.
I'm sure you've heard this as well, that good is good enough. So, you know, you have to a point where you say, for instance, if we were talking about the website, you know, you absolutely want your website to be professional. You want it laid out well. You want the information about your business to be conveyed well. But, you know, the minor things like choosing the font and, you know, if the placement of your copyright, and there's just so many minor details in that are involved in that it's not going to make or break your business. You know, no one's going to choose whether or not to work with you based on where you're navigating.
Unless it's real bad.
Exactly.
And I do see, you know, I worked with a client for a while, and he's actually in the real estate marketing field, but he also was very instrumental in recognition and promotion of the VA profession with real estate agents.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the things that I did for him was write for his newsletter, and I interviewed a VA every month to do kind of a focus story on him. And of course, the first thing I did when I, you know, found somebody new that I thought I might want to interview was go look at their website. And I have to tell you, I mean, to me, one of the big turnoffs was just a totally unprofessional
right.
looking website. So if it's really bad, I mean, you have to have that professional
exactly.
look in mind, and your personality needs to be in it. But again, it's changed so much over the last few years, because blogs didn't even really exist back then in the sense that we have them now. And if you got a website done, you either kind of did the do-it-yourself thing from a template, and those are usually the ones that end up looking pretty bad unless you know something about, you know, HTML, or you could hire it done. And at that time, really, you know, to get a good webmaster, it wasn't a totally cheap, you know, thing. And then templates started to come in. And now you can get even a free blog account and create a decent-looking website in the blog format
right.
and change it. I mean, you don't have to have a webmaster if you decide you don't like the font, or you want to add a different little module on the side or something. So there really is no excuse today for not having a very professional-looking website, because the templates are there and you can tweak them with no, you know, web knowledge whatsoever. So you do, I mean, it is your professional face that you're presenting to the world. But the little things, like, you know, like you said, where the copyright is, or where, you know, that stuff just doesn't matter that much.
Right, right. And just in terms of building a business, you know, there's obviously very major things that you have to have in place, but on the same token, there's a lot of minor things that that can be done when you have time or can be done by someone else or can be done far down the line. So to start out your business, to become a successful VA, to engage your first group of clients, you don't have to have every single little detail in place. The biggest concern I would say that a new VA would have would be, A, to convey really well the services that you offer and to make sure that you're offering things that you're good at and can deliver well on, and to present yourself professionally and, you know, making sure that your marketing materials are professional, and then just do good work. I mean, you know, there's a million other things that go along with that, but if you have those three key things in place, you'll find that your business grows because of word of mouth and because of referrals and people, feel comfortable with you and that you deliver. So I think that just that those four simple words, you know, and perhaps it's five, don't sweat the small stuff, it's so key because there's really just a few major things you need to focus on to start out and be successful.
Right.
Another point you mentioned was being too quick to lock yourself into one type of client or VA work. How have you seen that have an impact on new virtual assistants?
Well, of course, a big issue with any kind of marketing, and when we start out into the VA world, that's what we're doing. We're figuring out how to market ourselves to get clients to have a business, a successful business. And, of course, one of the very true approaches to marketing is, you know, you cannot be everything to everyone. And so you really do need to speak to someone in particular. And so we talk about having a niche market or, you know, speaking to a certain niche. And in the VA world, you know, a lot, there's kind of a age old, you know, to niche or not to niche, you know, do you want to work with a niche? Some people think they would be totally bored by working with the same type of clients. And so they don't want to work, you know, they don't look for a particular type of client. And when I started out, I really kind of in my heart, I guess, as I was going through the training program and just thinking about, you know, my own likes and dislikes and who I'd like to work with, I really did think about, you know, coaches, speakers, authors, just that kind of thing, because I sort of like that type of work and that type of business that they do. But the big question in my mind was, how the heck do I market, you know, to that group? They're just kind of out there somewhere, and so it was this kind of nebulous idea of where those clients would be. And when I moved back to Colorado, really before I started my early spring of 2003, about the time my practice went full-time, not full-time full of clients, but just, you know, hung out my shingle, didn't have another job, this is what I was going to do. And I actually walked around the neighborhood, and there were real estate signs, you know, there were so many houses for sale, and I just, as I was going, my subconscious kind of kicked in, and I started thinking about, you know, real estate agents and what they do. And when I started doing my research online, I very quickly found Michael Russer, who is my former client, who had written, I mean, there was established material and the mindset of what a good fit VAs and real estate agents were. And so that was what I picked as my first niche because, I mean, the big thing, I liked the idea of it. I liked the idea of the ways that I could help them and work with real estate agents. And there was already an established promotion going on. You know, in other words, I think second to coaches, real estate agents were more aware of VAs and what they could do than any other type of client that was out there. So I saw that as a real shortcut. I mean, I kind of tapped into the attitude that was already there, you know, could make it a short story, but I ended up working with a group actually that had VA teams, and I was a team leader. And so I kind of, you know, connected with the that field, you know, real estate VAs, and worked in that for quite a while. But the universe had other ideas for me, and slowly but surely, my clients became coaches, speakers, and authors, you know, the very group that I really had wanted to work with from the beginning. And so it was just, you know, kind of funny that even though I picked a niche and worked in it for a couple of years, it didn't turn out to be that way. And so I had enough of an open mind to look at potential clients that were coming my way and seeing that they were a good you know, a good fit for me, and I reached the point where I just was really ready to move on, you know, to a
right.
different type of client. And so I think if you and there are real advantages to working in certain niches, like with the real estate field, there are certain websites that come up over and over again. There are certain types of activities and tasks and projects that real
mm-hmm.
estate agents have. And once you become really well-versed in those, which you do if you're working in a niche market, then you have the skills to work with any other client in that niche market. So
right.
you're building specialized skills very quickly. And so I found that really good. And the same with the coaches. And mostly my clients are coaches in all different areas, and they all speak, they all do trainings, they all write stuff, you know, so they're kind of in that same category. But that's true as well. You know, they use online marketing, they use shopping carts, they publish newsletters. So once you have those skills, now, you know, financial consultants, I wouldn't have a clue. And I'm not interested.
Right.
But again, you know, if you work in a certain niche, then you tend to get specialized skills more quickly. So a lot of it's personal preferences, and there are some, you know, pros and cons. But keeping your mind open to the other all the types of clients that are out there that might be a good fit and fun to work with, I think it's a good thing.
Yeah, definitely. I think one of the things that's important, too, is to not feel like you have to make that decision right away. Because I know when I first started, I was a corporate executive assistant for over 8 years. And so when I first started my business, I did the same type of work I did in the corporate world. I did travel planning and calendar
mm-hmm.
management and customer service, picking up voicemails and returning calls, that kind of thing. The same exact thing you would do if you worked in a corporate setting. And I got introduced to internet marketing because one of my first clients asked me for that type of help. She asked me, can you help me with my e-zine? And I didn't have a clue what an e-zine was when she said that. So, you know, it just kind of evolved over time, and I found that internet marketing was something I really enjoyed because I'm very technical and I love software and I love technology, and so it was a natural fit for me. But I think to not feel like, oh God, now I'm a VA and, you know, I have to choose who am I going to work with so I can go target them. Like, the focus really should be doing what you're good at and enjoy, and making sure that you're really delivering, because as your clients' businesses grow, they're likely you'll be the first person they ask when they do have a new need. You know, like my client asked me about the easing, and I didn't know, but I was willing to learn, and she was okay with that. So it's I think it's a great mindset to just let it evolve naturally and let it kind of be an organic process. And,
right,
you know,
right.
as you come across different types of services that you can offer, such as the marketing or the shopping cart management or websites or things specific to authors or things specific to real estate agents, kind of, you know, test yourself out and see, is this something you really like? And if it is, then maybe think about niching. But it certainly isn't something that has to
that
be
you
decided
have to
at the very beginning.
Just keep an open mind.
Definitely, definitely. And what do you think on this topic of number four? You mentioned not relying enough on your own intuition, preferences, and passions. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, in any, whether it's a formal training program, like, and I just mentioned, you know, Assist You is my training program,
right.
So that's the one that I refer back to, or any others that are out there, you're going to learn certain ways or recommended ways to do things, certain types of materials to have. And I've seen this with other groups that I've been a part of as well. And that's where, and it's ideas, you know, you take in the ideas, but you really need to, you know, kind of weigh it and make sure that it's right for you. And I just found, you know, when I started my business that I had more structured ideas about how I was going to do some things, like a client welcome packet, for instance. And, you know, it's a great idea. And for one thing, it helps you think ahead of you know, what do I need to present to this client when we're starting out? You know, what legal paperwork do I need? What tax paperwork do I need? That kind of thing. But no matter what you're given, you over time you will see what works for you, what doesn't work for you, and you'll, you know, take it and personalize it. A business plan, and I'm kind of an early coach that I had used to talk about having a schedule or having a plan or having a whatever that fit like a muumuu was the way she put it. And I don't wear muumuus, but I don't like to be too structured about things. And, I mean, although it was a very valuable experience, I won't say fun, but valuable experience doing a formal business plan, not for me. You know,
right.
There are other types of goal setting and planning and, you know, that work better for me. And so, you know, I found very quickly that rather than locking myself into a particular way of doing something. I needed to find my own way.
Right.
And so, you know, that's what I mean. I mean, other things that's kind of part of the basic business structure, you know, a business card. You know, I tried that a couple of times. I was like, oh, this kind of goes back to the sweat and the small stuff, too. You know, it had to be just right. Well, you know, then I just didn't use them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've not lived in an area where I live is a fairly rural area in Colorado, and although I did join like some local like chamber and that kind of thing to begin with, I don't do local networking. So a business card doesn't really do me any good, you know.
Right.
And so just keeping, and that's more the technical thing of what's right for you, but just in terms of your own approach to life or your passions about things or whatever they are, you know, really keep you in the picture, and just whether it's your VA training or whether it's a networking group you belong to or whatever it is, or some kind of a marketing program that you buy, take it in, absorb it, figure out what works and what doesn't work and what fits and what doesn't fit, and then just really listen to your own, you know, heart and make sure that that it's right for you and it reflects you in your business.
Right. That's wonderful that you just shared that, and thank you so much for your insight. I know, especially in the corporate world, a lot of the executive assistants that will be coming through this program are just in the mindset that they have to get final approval from their boss or their manager,
mm-hmm.
and they wait to be told what to do, and that's just the nature of that business. So one of the things that we'll really be working with them on is to start trusting yourself and be confident mm-hmm. in yourself. And, you know, you have been a successful, you know, professional for a number of years, and now you're just moving that knowledge into a new space. But that doesn't mean that you can't trust the decisions that you make, and that, you know, everything
right.
has to be dictated to you. And I think that's really key, the last point that you said, that everything you do in your business should be reflective of you, because at the end of the day, your clients choose to work with you as an individual.
Right, and you are your business.
You are your business.
So it all falls back on you. It's not the corporation, or in my case, my so-called corporate job. I worked for 19 years with the state of Florida
mm-hmm.
doing something. So, you know, it wasn't the boss I was waiting, or, you know, the executive that I was waiting for to tell me what to do. A lot of it was just the rules and regulations. I didn't come from a traditional administrative assistant background. I've done it a lot through the years, or had, you know, when I decided to do this, but I worked in a different field. But it was the same way. I wasn't the authority. I wasn't, you know, the one who had the final say. And so it's a different, you do have to shift your mindset.
Exactly.
But that's the reason that clients agree to work. Well, not all. That's the reason they should be agreeing to work
right.
with you, is to rely on your expertise and your skills.
Right.
And, yeah.
So and just important. Knowing, too, I think it's important that it's okay, you know. I know one of the things that I did when I first started, you know, you think, I have a business, well, I have to get letterhead. And so I had this beautiful letterhead design, and I'm sitting here looking at it, you know, sitting on my shelf collecting desk. I send all of my materials electronically. It never occurred to me at the time that I wouldn't need any real letterhead. And so, you know, it's just one of those things that, you know, you find those checklists of things and, oh, you have to get your letterhead designed. And, you know, you just don't have
to.
Well,
and some
things.
Of that's fun, too,
mm-hmm.
because since I was a little kid, I loved, you know, like playing school. I mean, just being able to set it up and have all that stuff is fun, too. And I think that's, you know, not just need, but just because I wanted stuff, too. But speaking about doing things electronically, I mean, basically, it has been so long since I had a client that I even sent a printed welcome packet to,
mm-hmm.
and that was one that we were going to start in about a month or so, so we had plenty of time for me to, but for, you know, I got the folders, I got everything all fixed up, and it looked beautiful, and my family was impressed,
right?
And my early clients probably were too, but we do everything electronically now,
mm-hmm.
and they do get the letter, and it is on electronic letterhead. So
right,
they can,
exactly.
they can look at it and it'll look prettier. They can print it off, you know, using my custom design logo and all that good stuff. But basically, it's just easier and it's more convenient and it's a virtual business. So that's what we do.
Right. So, yeah, I think I really appreciate you sharing that, because your point is very well taken. You know, you really, and it's not going to happen overnight. And I will continue to teach my students that. Assist you will teach that. And
right.
any seasoned VA will teach you that. shifting your mindset is a process, and I don't think I was fully shifted until about a year into my business. So,
oh, no, it took me a while, too.
Yeah, so, but just even starting to just consciously think, it's okay for me to rely on my own intuition, and my preferences are okay, and I do have the final say, and I'm passionate about working with this type of person or doing my business that way. It's okay for you to make decisions based on that and build your business on that, because you want to package yourself as, you know, being authentic, and that's what your clients will choose to work with you based on. So it's really, really important.
Right, and with each client you have, I mean, whether it's just, you know, we're talking about welcome packets, so let's stick with that. You know, with each new client that I got for a long time, I made a decision, you know, the next time I got a new client, was ready to send, and I thought, well, you know, I didn't really need that, or here's something that I really need, so I developed another form, you know, something that was, so with each client, you get that experience, you get those skills in determining, you know, just making tweaks to your business and how
mm-hmm.
you do things, so mm-hmm. it is a gradual process, like you said.
Definitely, definitely. Thanks again. And the last point you mentioned, we said we have 5 points today. The last point that we were going to discuss together is not maintaining a balance between your business and the rest of your life. So important. What were your thoughts on that?
Well, lots of thoughts, and I say up front that I still have trouble with that.
As do I.
Absolutely. I mean,
this is an ongoing struggle,
oh,
with
yes.
Faith Lady.
And every coach, and that's the thing, too, that you'll, well, in working with coaches, and I love training. I love learning more stuff. So, you know, since I've been a VA, I've been, you know, always learning something new or
right.
buying some new market. And you learn to recognize patterns. And, of course, they all go through whatever types of training. But there's a lot of basic stuff, materials, approaches, whatever you want to call it, that they then take and tweak to their own. And one thing that almost always is a part of that is the balance wheel or the whatever, you know, where you're looking at different aspects of your life and your relationships and your business and your finances and all of that. And, you know, is it balanced and where do you need more work and all that? So it's a theme that's out there, and we hear about it, you know, from all sides. But to me, it's just, it's an ongoing thing. And, you know, first build, you know, as you're adding clients, yeah, it's a little slow. You know, you're, it's kind of that kind of fear factor of where the client's going to come from,
mm-hmm.
and, you know, all that good stuff. And I have to say that and it's kind of like the magic things. Like, they're out there, and you believe they'll come, and, you know, like Field of Dreams, if you build it, they will come.
Right,
you know, whatever.
Right, right.
But it does take a lot of faith, and it's a courageous act, you know, in my case, and I know, you know, some other VAs too, you know, I was single, so I didn't have another source of support, and so
mm-hmm.
it's even scarier when there's not another income to rely on. So you do a lot of, you know, you step out in faith, and you're taking a chance when you do it. But one thing that really anchored me as much as anything, my training or anything else, as I was starting out, was work I was doing on, you know, prosperity consciousness and law of attraction, and really just focusing. And there were, you know, nights that I would go to bed just, you know, the knot in my stomach about, well, am I going to be able to pay the bills? And just steadfastly sticking to my goals and my, you know, my vision for what my business could be. And
mm-hmm.
so that was a huge piece, and it was a balance, you know, that I came into early in the early days of my practice, and the support of other people out there as well, that was every bit as important as the training and the skills that I had already developed to that point. So, but I didn't do a very good job. I mean, for a long time, I really felt like, you know, I had to put everything into the business
mm-hmm.
to make it succeed, and way too much in that direction. And then, you know, finally, then I was full client load, and at times, you know, more work than I really could handle if a client all of a sudden needed a bunch of extra stuff. So I really, you know, did that for a while and had to really go back in the other direction, and it's much more, you know, balanced now. But, it, you know, you hear people that have bricks and mortar, you know, storefront, regular businesses, so to speak, that when they go into business for themselves, they're there all the time, you know,
mm-hmm.
if you have a retail store, and that's very typical in a new business, that you put so much of your time into it. But at some point, it should level off.
Yes.
And so, you know, whether it's, you know, hiring somebody else to work with you, or, you know, whatever it is, there are a lot of different adjustments you make as you go along. But it's, you know, whether it's sticking to your hours or your business days, or this is a topic that comes up a lot in discussion, is, you know, having your standards and sticking to them.
Right.
And so one really good way to kind of support that idea of having balance in your life is to have, you know, great standards for your VA practice,
mm-hmm.
and making sure that you stick to them. But then the flip side of that is that, you know, it is your business, and that's part of what I love about having my own business is, you know, if I want to make an exception and do something or help somebody out or, you know, whatever it happens to be, or maybe I want to take a day off in the middle of the week and I'm going to work, you know, an evening, that's up to me.
Right.
So you do have the freedom and the flexibility of making those decisions as well, to not be balanced at times. You know, maybe you don't always want to be balanced, but it's extremely important, and it's still hard to do sometimes.
It is. I know for me, the first year of my business, I just worked nonstop,
mm-hmm.
and I really sacrificed a lot of personal time and time with my husband, mm-hmm. and with our friends, and, you know, my social life was non-existent for about the first year of my business. And now looking back, I wish I had the vision and had shifted even further to know that, you know, if it's okay if I'm not thinking about this 24/7, and it's okay if I go shopping with my friend or go have lunch with a friend. And you really do have to build in that balance, because you don't want to start resenting it and feeling like it's sucking the life out of you.
And you take a better self back to it when you come back to it. So it's hard, and just to walk outside and, you know, let the sun hit your face, or, you know, to take time, you know, just keep bringing yourself back to the fact that there is more there, and creating a little balance there is it never gets to be less important than it is.
No, absolutely. And like you said, you know, there's so many ways to do it. You know, starting or ending your day with a walk, or making sure you get a pedicure once a week, or going out on a date with your partner, you know, once a week, or just making sure that you build in some
eating lunch
time.
Instead of
stopping and turning off the monitor is huge.
That's right.
So there's a lot of different ways to do it, but it's really important to keep that balance. And a lot of times, when I know for myself and our colleagues, you know, when we find ourselves feeling overwhelmed or stressed out, sometimes we just need a break. You know, you need a weekend off, or you need to just take a day off. And it's amazing how giving your mind and your body just a chance to refresh and think about something else, you can really come back to your business with a tremendous clarity and the energy to keep going. So it's really important to keep that balance so you don't burn yourself out, because you won't serve yourself or your clients well if you don't. So thank you for sharing that. So just to recap, I'm going to summarize the 5 points that we discussed today. The first one you mentioned was being reluctant to ask for help, regardless of whether or not you choose to join Assist You, which we hope you do, but if you don't, that's okay. There's a tremendous amount of resources available now, forums and coaching groups and books and all kinds of ways to build a support system and put that in place for your business. So please do make that a priority. Don't sweat the small stuff is number two. A lot of times good is good enough, and as long as you're focused on presenting a professional image for your business and doing quality work for your clients and doing what you're good at and what you love, a lot of times that's really good enough to get yourself started and start building a successful foundation. Number three was not being too quick to lock yourself into one type of client or VA work, especially when you're starting out. Again, focus on what it is that you love to do, what you're best at, and be open-minded to new opportunities as they come, whether it's doing some marketing work, working with an author, working with a real estate agent. Be open to different ways that you can service and support your clients, and let that be a natural, organic process if you do decide to niche yourself. Number four, which I really enjoyed our chat about, was not relying enough on your own intuition, preferences, and passions. For us, it was a time period that passed where we had to shift our mindset, and that will be the case for you too. But just try and stay in tune to that and keep that in the back of your mind, to trust yourself and be really confident in the business that you want to build for yourself. And finally, number five, which is also a very key consideration, is not maintaining a balance between your business and the rest of your life. Take care of you so you can take care of your clients and continue growing and moving forward. So again, Jan, I want to really thank you so much for being with me today. I have thoroughly enjoyed our conversation, and I hope that you'll come back and visit us again at EA to VA, and we can discuss further other topics that we can share with these new VA so that they can build successful businesses just as we have.
It was my pleasure to be here and talk with you.
Okay, thanks so much.
Okay.
Signing off now. Have a good afternoon.
All right.
Bye-bye.